This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family. And that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children. And women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who are seeking the truth and can readily recognize and appreciate it. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I have had on since the early days of this program, well, since 2010, the end of 2010, as well as links to their website. You will also be able to see upcoming guests. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, which was created by one of our listeners, and I really appreciate that. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines, but please wait until we do that at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Colin Ross. He is the founder and president of the Colin A. Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. He is the author of numerous books, including Bluebird, Deliberate Creation of Multiple Personality by Psychiatrist, Trauma Model Therapy, Structural Dissociation, The Rape of Eve, and The Great Psychiatry Scam. His website is rossinst, that's rossinst.com. All righty, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me. Tell us just a little bit about your recent books. I'm most familiar with Bluebird, but right. We'd love to hear about your other books, your latest ones.
Well, Bluebird, I republished as The CIA Doctors because I thought that nobody would know what Bluebird means or what it's about.
Okay.
So the most recent edition, which is basically exactly the same book, few tiny revisions, is called The CIA Doctors, Human Rights Violations by American Psychiatrists. The other books that you mentioned include The Rape of Eve, which is a very interesting story, very tragic story. So Chris Sizemore is the real Eve. from the book and movie, The Three Faces of Eve. Now, the book was published in the 50s, and the movie was also made in the 50s. Joanne Woodward won an Oscar for portraying Eve, whose real name is Chris Sizemore. And I know Chris Sizemore personally, and she collaborated on this project. And it's based on a lot of documents from her files and from other sources. And the basic story is she was born in the late 20s in South Carolina, and she had quite a challenging, difficult life with an abusive marriage and some abusive relationships. No abuse by her family. They were very close-knit. And she developed multiple personalities and ended up seeing the psychiatrist in the early 50s, Corbett Thigpen, whose partner was Hervey Cleckley, and they wrote the book, The Three Faces of Eve, based on her case history. And according to the book and according to the movie, she had three personalities, and after seeing Thigpen, who was the treating psychiatrist for a few years, she was basically pretty well. And it sounds like a an interesting story of recovery, good work by the psychiatrist. And they make out that multiple personalities extremely rare, and this is like this fabulous, interesting case that they discovered. So the real truth is decades of exploitation at a huge level by these psychiatrists going on for decades. For instance, in 1953, Thigpen had her sign a contract in his office with no outside counsel, no input from her family members, just her psychiatrist in the office. And there's a copy of that contract in the book. And she signed over her lifetime story rights, which then became the foundation for the book, for $3. $1 for each of her three personalities.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it's the largest scale case of financial exploitation of a patient by a psychiatrist ever. Because the book sold 2 million copies. And then in 1956, same thing, alone in his office, no input from family, no outside counsel. She signed a contract for the movie rights. And for that, she got $5,000. So the total income from 2 million book sales and a movie that won an Oscar and still readily available today, $5,003. And I don't know exactly what the psychiatrist made, but must have been like a million. Yeah, millions, literally. And then that's just the tip of the iceberg. Then there's all kinds of other abuse, control, exploitation. And she basically escaped his control and influence, has been fully integrated into one person since the mid-1970s, is a very gifted artist, a very balanced, normal, charming person who's won awards for speaking publicly about mental health issues and the possibility of recovery. So she really triumphed over that exploitation. So it's outrageous, tragic story with survival and triumph in the end.
Vulnerable people in the world, and it's unfortunate that there are just enough people to exploit these vulnerable people, both physically, sexually, and financially.
Right.
And you just hate to hear stories about it.
Especially when the exploiting party is the psychiatrist.
The very person that they go to help them.
It's a very outrageous story.
Indeed. So tell us about the other two books. Now you have Trauma Model Therapy.
Right.
Now is that related to, can you relate that to the people who are coming back from the Middle East? The soldiers that are coming back?
Actually, I have a paper that was just accepted at a journal called Self-Blame and Suicide in Combat Veterans. Because I do sessions with combat veterans fairly regularly. And so, I'm pretty clinically knowledgeable and direct hands-on person who works with returning combat veterans. And the purpose of the paper is basically to alert any clinician who reads it that self-blame is a huge theme as I see it. So this is just my clinical experience, my clinical understanding, how I see it. It's not a research-based thing. But
sure.
Over and over and over. So the people I see are at one of the three trauma programs that I consult to and work with. One at a hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. One's in Los Angeles area, and one's in Dallas, where I live. And so the people that I work with are psychiatric inpatients. So it's a select group.
Okay. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. Ross. Stay tuned.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Colin Ross. He is the founder and president of the Colin A. Ross Institute. That website is rossinst.com. I recommend that you go there and look at all of the tabs and check this out. Lots of good information there. Dr. Ross, you were talking about the awful trauma and when you look at the returning veterans,
right.
You see a lot of suicide. You see a lot of drug and alcohol usage among the veterans, and I feel really sorry for them because. And then you say they have a lot of guilt, that is associated with their what they did in, well, currently in the Middle East. But
yeah, that's what I see over and over. So I was explaining that the group I work with is kind of a select group because their PTSD is so severe and they're so stressed out and often so suicidal that they have to be inpatients. But that's who we learn from, the people with the most extreme version of the problem. And so what I see, and this is the way I work with them, is all consistent with this trauma model therapy book that I've written. So what I see over and over and over and over, pretty close to 100% of the time, is self-blame for something that happened over there. And the story varies from person to person because it's always slightly different context, different setting. But the theme over and over and over and over and over is the same thing. It's a shoulda, coulda kind of deal where they were out on in a combat situation and say, usually it's either their buddy died or a civilian died and somehow this is their fault. And so in one person, it might be me and my buddy were side by side. We were taking sniper fire and I changed positions with him. And moments later, a round came in and killed my buddy. And so that's my fault because if I hadn't changed positions, I would have died, not him. And so therefore, I deserve to be punished for that. And the way I deserve to be punished basically is that they have themselves under court-martial and they've put a death sentence on themselves, which then shows up as being suicidal. And another person, it might be I was in a convoy and something happened. Another person, you know, it could be artillery situation. So it varies from person to person, but it's always, I should have known, I should have done this, I didn't, it's my fault. I don't deserve to be alive, I don't deserve to be happy. I deserve torment in the form of the PTSD. And bottom line is I deserve to be killed. And so then, from the outside observer position, this is obviously not true. But they are having a huge, huge amount of trouble seeing that. So often what I'll do is I'll step by step by step by step by step, I'll walk through the situation. Okay, so let's go through this step by step. So here's what was going on, and then you did this, and then your buddy did this, and then this happened, and that happened. And a lot of it's got to do with hindsight is perfect. So with hindsight, it's simply a fact. If you had to change positions just before the round came in, you would have been shot and your buddy would be alive. But let's go back to that moment in time and see what's the information you actually had at the time. And, of course, it turns out that with the information available at the time, there's absolutely no reason to change positions. It was completely unpredictable. And for all you know, if you hadn't changed positions, then the bullet would have gone slightly different path and your buddy would have died because you didn't change position. So how are you supposed to know in advance? It's impossible. And just by step by step by step walking through it and questioning the logic of the self-blame, they'll go, oh, I never looked at it that way. And then I'll often talk about, okay, so your buddy didn't get to survive, didn't get to live a life. If your buddy was watching you from heaven, what would your buddy want for you now? Misery? Or would your buddy want you to be happy and live the life that he or she never got a chance to live? And of course, the answer is always, well, my buddy would want me to be happy. And so then I basically ask, well, how are you going to honor the troops then? Are you going to honor the troops by doing what your dead buddy in heaven wants? Or are you going to say, well, I don't care what you want. I'm going to kill myself and be miserable anyway. So that's just kind of like a quick summary of the basic approach. And then the sort of background for that is high percentage of the time, not 100%, but high percentage of the time, this theme of self-blame was already in place before the person joined the military. And that goes back to the way kids process information, which is, I'm always to blame for everything that's going on. I'm causing it. And if you're in a healthy family, then congratulations. You're causing everybody to love you, and they love you because you're wonderful. And it all works out okay. But if you're in a abusive, violent, chaotic family than you feel and believe as a kid, just because that's the way kids think, that it's your fault. So you've got this really deeply entrenched self-blame, self-hatred, self-punishment before you even go into the military. Then you go into a combat situation and it just ramps it up, you know, hundredfold. And that's why I think that a lot of people in the military who are suicidal or who kill themselves have not been deployed. Because what we're seeing with them is the self-blame, the self-hatred, self-punishment that has its origins in their child abuse. And so
that is fascinating. Do you find that there might be a preponderance of those people who are self-blamers to begin with, who feel that they would raise their self-esteem by serving their country, with the government playing the patriotic card? Do you think that that attracts those kinds of people?
I think that's part of the story. So the answer would be yes. But then also people with, you know, unhealthy, extremely dysfunctional, chaotic, violent, abusive families often have trouble just keeping it together in general. So therefore they have trouble with their education. They have trouble with focus and concentration. And so then they can't find a job and they can't provide structure for themselves because they've never been taught that. So then the military offers structure, paycheck. So there's multiple reasons why those people would be likely to enter the military.
Right. And also, I think with the technology being what it is, and the fact that most of the warfare that the U.S. engages in is total warfare. In other words, it's warfare against the population, right, instead of just warfare against the military.
Right.
Then you have a lot more collateral deaths.
Right, and so then you've got a lot more for a decent person who's in a combat situation to feel guilty about.
Yes.
So I always also point out that, okay, so you're feeling very guilty about what happened, say it's a civilian death, which, now I'm not talking about actual war crime atrocities, that's a little bit of a different deal, but, you know, unavoidable collateral damage, so-called, which is death of civilians, including children, that's not going to make a decent person feel good. And so then I always talk about, okay, the fact that you feel guilty proves what about your basic character? Of course, it proves that you're a decent person, because just this heartless psychopath who didn't care wouldn't be feeling guilt. So rather than the guilt being proof that you're bad, it's actually proof that you're fundamentally a decent person.
Right. Yeah. Now, we've conducted on this program a lot of shows that focus on psychopaths, and it's a subject that really interests our listeners, and well, it interests me also, and because psychopaths think completely different than the rest of us. But let's pick that up on the other side of the break. We do have a 4-minute break. We'll be right back.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Colin Ross. He is the founder and president of the Colin A. Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. His website is rossinst, that's rossinst.com. Before we move on to psychopaths, just let me ask you about the lithium orotate therapy for returning veterans, and this has been promoted by Dr. Mark Millar, who said that sometimes the veterans are just suffering from a loss or an absence of sufficient chemicals, sufficient supplements. What do you say to that?
Well, I take a variety of different supplements myself, so I'm like in general I'm a pro supplement person. But when you make a claim like that, you need a little bit of evidence to back it up. And there's lots of chemical imbalance type theories in the mental health field for all kinds of things. That would just be one example of a chemical imbalance theory. And in general, like let's say it's the serotonin theory for depression. Depression is due to low serotonin. So psychiatrists say that over and over and over and over and over. It's in the drug company advertising. It's a marketing, you know, spin on why you should take an antidepressant. But what are the actual scientific facts? So when it comes to serotonin and depression, the scientific facts are that there's many, many studies going back into the 80s trying very hard over and over and over and over to try and find some consistent abnormality in serotonin amongst people who are depressed, And the results are crystal clear. After many, many studies for decades, we've absolutely demonstrated that there is no consistent abnormality in the serotonin levels in the cerebrospinal fluid, which is the fluid around your brain. So it's not just, you know, we have this theory and we're working on proving it up. It's we actually have overwhelming evidence demonstrating that there is no consistent serotonin deficiency in depression. It's really just a marketing myth. And so given that's the way the field operates, I think when you come in with a claim that you need a supplement because you have a deficiency in this, you really need to have some evidence to back it up. It's not that it's impossible. It's definitely possible. In general, I kind of support that way of looking at things, but I still would like to see the evidence. And lithium, I mean, lithium is a treatment for bipolar disorder, but nobody who treats bipolar with lithium thinks that people who are bipolar are low on lithium. Nobody thinks that at all. They think that the lithium does something in the brain that's not exactly understood. So there isn't really a lithium deficiency model in the mental health field. So
okay.
I would call myself an open-minded skeptic on that.
Okay. Just talking about tests in general, I mean, I have friends who've had children who the doctor has claimed, oh, she's chemically depressed. Mm-hmm. When in fact, there's really no indication, no scientific test that would indicate.
Right. Okay. Exactly. And so if you go to a doctor and the doctor asks you some questions and sees you, you kind of look like this and you're behaving like that and you're complaining of this and you're complaining of that. He doesn't go, I think you have diabetes. And I just know because I'm a doctor. No doctor ever diagnoses diabetes without checking your blood sugar. And then nobody ever treats diabetes without checking your blood sugar over and over and over and over. And all medical students know this. All doctors practice that way. So why is it that there's never a psychiatrist anywhere who ever checks any of these serotonin levels or other levels? Well, if you're saying it's like diabetes, it's a chemical deficiency, we need to restore the balance, why are you not measuring the chemical? And why are you not checking to see that the levels come back to normal? And the answer is because two things, basically. One is the research shows clearly that there's no imbalance to find. And secondly, you can't really just take a blood level of serotonin because the amount of serotonin in your blood is swamped out by all the serotonin that comes from your gut. So you have to take the cerebrospinal fluid, which means you have to do a spinal tap or a lumbar puncture. And, you know, it's complicated. Insurance won't pay for it, so it doesn't get done. So it's just a myth. It's a hypothesis. It's not a fact. It could be true, but the evidence weighs strongly against it.
Goodness. And you can really say the same thing about Ritalin, that you have so many children, grade school children, well, even in high school, I suppose, that are on Ritalin simply because they've answered the questions that their psychiatrist has asked them. And the psychiatrist, I think sometimes people feel that if they leave their doctor's office, whether it's a regular MD or psychiatrist or whatever, that if they leave their office without a script in hand, that they feel they have not been successful and that the doctor isn't helping them.
Yeah, when I was in medical school, now this guy was joking, but not totally joking. And he was explaining about, it was an infectious disease lecture. And so he's explaining about the difference between viruses and bacteria. And he was saying, if you're a family physician, which half the class would turn out to be in the end, if you're a family physician and somebody comes in with a sore throat and you don't write them a prescription, they just think you're not a very good doctor. So if you want your practice to be full and busy, you need to write the person a prescription. But the thing is that most sore throats are viral and antibiotics have no effect on viruses whatsoever. So what you want to do is write the prescription for the antibiotic just before the sore throat or the cold starts to go away on its own. And then the patient's going to be really impressed by, boy, my doctors are good. As soon as I started taking that medication, I got better right away. So the lecturer was actually explaining that it's just a charade.
Wow. And so doctors know this. I think that a lot of doctors probably accept what they learn in medical school, and they want to be successful, and so they practice. They don't actually cure anybody, but they treat a lot of illnesses with pharmaceutical drugs. So this might be a good segue into psychopathic behavior, because I think that probably there are doctors who know very well that the medicines, the prescriptions that they're handing out, are in fact very lethal.
Well, I agree with you and disagree just a little bit. So clearly, it's clear to me that in medicine, there are some drugs that just work. So, for instance, if I had somebody that I knew personally who was 6 years old who had acute lymphocytic leukemia, absolutely I would want them on conventional chemotherapy. Because acute lymphocytic leukemia in kids is a death sentence within weeks or months usually. But with modern chemotherapy, the survival rate, 5-10 year survival rate, is up over 90%. But if I knew somebody who had cancer of the pancreas, I would absolutely not even consider chemotherapy. There's a specific type of alternative therapy that I'm interested in, and I have a paper under review at a journal about. So for cancer of the pancreas, I'd go totally alternative. But mainstream medicine's not going to do that. They're going to say chemotherapy no matter what. So sometimes I think medicine, modern medicine, like, is fantastic and life-saving. But then often, especially in psychiatry, the medications actually don't work as well. They have horrible side effects. And we don't have medical evidence that we've got a disease here. We've got, you have these symptoms and these behaviors, and this fits with this picture. And that's not just me saying that. The new edition of the Diagnostic Manual that just came out in May, which is the DSM-5, so it's the American Psychiatric Association official diagnostic manual. In the section on schizophrenia, it says there's no X-ray, lab test, blood test of any kind for making the diagnosis of schizophrenia. And nowhere in the manual is there any blood test or physical test for any of these diagnoses. So that's the official position of the American Psychiatric Association. That's not just me with some kind of fringe view. It's simply a scientific fact that there's no lockdown solid evidence of any specific physical abnormality in any psychiatric disorder. It's all behavioral observation. So that doesn't automatically mean it's bogus, but it's just not medical diseases.
Right. And yet Ritalin, getting back to that drug, is very, well, it's addictive. Isn't it addictive? And it has a lot of side effects. And people are on it for a very long time. Correct?
Correct. So I'm not a child psychiatrist, so I always have to go, I'm not a child psychiatrist. That's not my area. I don't work directly with kids.
Okay.
But so I don't have the personal experience like I do with the combat, let's say.
Okay.
But attention deficit's huge overdiagnosis in kids, I'm sure of that.
Oh, yes, especially among young men who are just being boys. Boys will be boys. We are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Colin A. Ross. He is the author of numerous books. His website is RossInst. That's RossInst.com, and that stands for Ross Institute. And so tell us about psychopaths and the prevalence in our communities and in government and in corporations. There's really quite a lot of them, aren't there?
I would say in Washington, the prevalence would be 100.0% probably.
Indeed.
So psychopaths is not like my area of specialty, but and there's several different terms that float around. So there's psychopath, there's antisocial personality disorder. There's maybe some fine differences one compared to the other, but they all basically mean roughly the same thing, which is people who do a lot of criminal behavior, and they have no conscience and no remorse about it, and that's the core of it. And they often are very good scam artists who pass as either very intriguing and interesting charismatic people or at least balanced regular people. So it's the tricky, clever criminal con artist who's often hard to spot. That's the core definition.
Sure, and they don't always get caught.
No, they often get rewarded and promoted.
Indeed.
So, like, Enron was fabulous and everybody was doing great work until the thing collapsed and the people got caught. But up until that time, nobody was going, I think we've got psychopaths running Enron. They were just saying, oh, these guys are great. And stock looks good and life is great. But the guys obviously were psychopaths all along.
And they don't seem to have any compassion or empathy for what they're doing to other people. Even the people that they seem to, that they are married to, that they should have an interest in, they just seem to, like their children or spouses or something. I think that their agenda seems more important than the feeling that they have even for their own children or other family members. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And that's the, everybody's experience of a hardcore psychopath is like that, and the literature is full of that kind of description. So, like, the picture of how these people operate, which could be males and females, everybody kind of agrees on what the picture is. The question is how to understand it, how to spot it, what to do about it. And so, in general, The Trauma Model Therapy, the book before that is The Trauma Model. And the trauma model is more kind of the science of it and the research predictions. And, you know, if you do this research, you'll find that. And if you do this research, you'll find that. And that's laid out in great detail. So it's actually a testable scientific model, not just, here's my opinion, guys. So the general idea is that psychological trauma, which means family violence, abuse, loss, neglect, chaos, you know, all kinds of horrible chronic stuff as you grow up, is a major theme in the mental health field. And it's driving a lot of mental disorders. And again, this is not just my personal opinion, because I have another paper currently being reviewed at a journal where I point out that in the DSM-5 that came out in May 2013, there's 19 different sections of different types of disorders. In 15 out of the 19 sections, it says in the text that trauma, loss, abuse, neglect is a major risk factor for that type of disorder. So 15 out of 19 sections, according to the American Psychiatric Association. So trauma, abuse, neglect, loss, violence is a big factor in a lot of mental disorders all across the board. And I think that's true in psychopath antisocial personality disorder. So the question is, how often does a really hardcore psychopath type person come out of a perfectly healthy, normal, well-balanced, loving family? It's possible,
right.
sometimes, but I don't think in the majority of cases. And the people I see clinically, they've just gone to the school of selfishness, trauma, abuse, neglect, themselves, and have, I mean, they've basically been schooled in being psychopaths just by the way they've been treated in their family. And so they're treated as if they're useless and worthless. So the message is human life is not intrinsically valuable. Kids can be abused, neglected, manipulated for whatever the adults want. So they're taught that they have no intrinsic worth. They're taught that other people have no intrinsic worth. And then they're just, it's like going to kindergarten and the teacher demonstrates how to abuse other human beings. That's what goes on inside the family. So it doesn't, you know, it's always genes versus environment, nature versus nurture. But I think that the family environment is a huge factor in it.
Sure.
And then there's some people maybe who are just born psychopaths.
Right. Who just like to control and use whatever method they can to control their environment.
Right.
Why
is a person so desperate to control their environment in all these kind of crazy ways? How did they get to be that way? Is always the question I ask.
Indeed.
And a lot of times there's a story that goes along with it. So one story that's been in the news just recently is the Hannah Anderson kidnapping. So that guy, James DiMaggio, was a friend of the family and knew the family for years. And quotes, all of a sudden, he just, the mom and dad were separated. I can't remember if they were divorced or not, but they were at least separated. And this James DiMaggio guy is very close with the family. And all of a sudden, he just kills the mom and the brother and abducts the 16-year-old daughter. And so, do we think this guy is not a psychopath? I mean, obviously he's horrendous. We could put the psychopath label on him very easily. But what I want to know, and this has nothing to do with whether he's guilty or innocent or how long he deserves to be in jail or any of that kind of stuff. My angle is more, what can we learn from this that we might apply in the future to try and prevent something like this from happening again in the future? How did he get to be this way? What are the signs? What could we spot? And so I don't know much about this case, but this just didn't come out of nowhere with no backstory. And the most interesting thing that I've seen just in the public media is that the day that DiMaggio died, when he was shot by law enforcement people, which obviously was a successful operation, obviously was the necessary to do, that was the exact day that his own father committed suicide, having abducted a 16-year-old girl himself.
Oh, my goodness.
And this was in the media. But it's kind of just, oh, there's a funny coincidence. Well, we'll mention that once, and then we just won't talk about it anymore.
I think that's very significant.
Yeah, obviously, hugely significant. So there's some gigantic backstory, and this guy, you know, obviously had hugely tangled up, unhealthy stuff going on in his mind. But there's some sort of rhyme or reason behind this that we could maybe understand.
Right.
That's my angle on this.
Sure.
And if the guy had been captured alive, should he ever get out of jail? Oh, clearly not. He's way too dangerous ever to be let out. So it's not about, you know, the punishment or the guilt. That's not my angle on this.
Right. It's what makes people do things. Why do they react this way? And I mean, I know people who were brought up in well-to-do homes that had just everything that they needed, who have turned out very psychopathic and want to control everything in their homes, and tend to isolate their victims, their family, from support from anybody else. And it's a very tragic situation when that occurs.
So
I think there was, go ahead.
In that kind of situation, which I'm familiar with too, you go over to, they're just somehow born that way, or that's the way their brains or their genes are or something. But it always pays to take a little bit of a closer look. And so let me compare it to eating disorders. So quite often there's a person with an eating disorder. Maybe so we'll get back to this after the break.
Oh,
maybe.
Yes.
That's okay.
I had to interrupt. All right.
I can hold my thought.
We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, when we'll pick this up on the other side.